Henry Morgan Show. It's the Henry Morgan Show with Arnold Stang, Bert Kelton, Art Carney, Milton Caton's Orchestra, directed by Norman Codio, the Billy Williams Quartet, and me, Ed Herlihy. And here's the star of the Henry Morgan Show, standing on his favorite corner in front of the cigar store.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Mr. Page is magnificent. Thank you. I read a very interesting article the other day in a magazine. It was called What to Do Till the Doctor Comes. And it was full of tips on first aid, and I thought that I'd pass them on to you in case you decide to injure yourself while listening to this program. Now, the article stresses that most serious accidents occur in your home. The best way to prevent these accidents is to leave your home and live with somebody else. Then, of course, it'll be his home, and the accident will happen to him. Now, what to do in case of an accident? Well, let's take a common, ordinary accident, a broken leg, let's say. While waiting for the doctor, do what this article says. The first thing it says is, when you have a broken leg, lie down. Well, it's good to know. It's good to know. If you broke your leg and hadn't read that, you might go out dancing. That would be very bad, since when the doctor came, you wouldn't be home. Next hint. It says, remember, in case of a broken leg, do not change the position of the leg. That is, if it's the left leg, leave it on the left side. Now, it may happen that you're confused as to how to tell if a person has a broken leg. Now, the simplest way to find out is ask him. Now, if he says, yes, I just told you what to do. If he says, no, I do not have a broken leg, just let him lie there. Of course, there may be a more serious injury, such as, for example, a fractured skull. This isn't too common. Since the average person needs a fractured skull like a hole in the head, they don't have any. What did I say there? Nothing. Well, the main thing to remember in case of an accident is don't lose your head. Because if you lose your head, your necktie will keep sliding off. Oh, excuse me. Here comes my friend Gerard. Hello, Gerard.
Oh, yeah.
Say, Gerard, last week I promised to help you with your income tax return. Did you fill it out?
Yeah, I did. Here it is. Look at it.
Let's see. This looks okay. Wait a minute. You put yourself down for an old age exemption.
Yeah.
Well, you're not over 65.
Who's to know?
Well, they could check up on you. They may send an investigator around to your house. What'll you do?
So I'll have my landlord answer the door and say he's me.
Yes, but even your landlord isn't 65.
So let them take him to jail.
You'd let an innocent man go to jail for you?
Yeah, only temporarily.
What do you mean temporarily?
Only till I'm 65.
Cross that out. Now, what's this deduction? Wife's name, Jane. You're not married.
Who's to know?
Well, I can investigate, Gerard. They might come to your house and want to see your wife.
So I'll have my landlord's wife see them.
Her name's Jane?
Margaret.
Well, the blank says Jane. They'll see it's a lie.
So let them throw her in jail with her husband.
No, Gerard, you have to put down that you're single.
Then you better cross out the 11 kids.
You're ridiculous, Gerard.
What's ridiculous about a man of 65 having 11 kids?
Well, I'll cross it out anyway. Let's see now. Line 7, expenses. Line 8, income. You subtract 7 from 8 and you get your... Gerard, what's this? You made out a check for only a dollar.
Sure, I subtracted 7 from 8.
that's all wrong. Gerard, you're kidding yourself. Why are you fighting so hard against paying your income tax?
Because it's a waste.
A waste?
Sure, look, Hank, I figured out that since I'm working, I paid exactly $3,620 in taxes.
So where's the waste?
And I read someplace that that's exactly the salary paid to an income tax inspector.
Well, where's the waste?
So if I don't pay my income tax, he ain't got nothing to inspect. No tax inspector, no waste.
I give up. See you around, Gerard.
Likewise.
Well, better get over to NBC or I'll be 65 years too late for the broadcast. Taxi! Hey, taxi! Good evening, anybody. This program is always on the lookout for new and exciting personalities, and so each week we're going to choose what we think is the man of the week. So, our man of the week for tonight is a very well-known basketball star, and I'd like you to meet him now. Ladies and gentlemen, Slim Kearney. Slim, you play center for State College, don't you? What'd you say? That's right. Well, Slim, I guess you know why you're our man of the week. It's because of your spectacular playing last Friday. What a game! A real thriller. Suppose you tell us about it, Slim. Yes, but what were some of the highlights of the game?
I got fouled.
Yes, you did. Well, Slim, let's find out a little more about you and where you come from.
You see that guy foul me?
Yes, it did. But, Slim, about you, basketball fans would probably like to know more about your personal life.
Twice.
What?
He fouled me twice.
Well, we'll come back to that. Right now, let's get on with more about you. Now, you stand 6'4" in your stocking feet. My gosh, you're a tall fella, aren't you? What did you say?
Oh, that ain't so tall.
Yeah. Well, Slim, do you have a word? Do you have a word for your many kid fans who plan to go out for basketball themselves one day?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
All right, Slim, read it, read it.
Huh?
Read it.
Oh. Kids. Basketball. Like so many other of our great American, sports is a game which requires mental ability and great stamina. Play clean and play hard. Let this be your... What's the word?
Credo.
Let this be your credo. You see the guy follow me?
Yeah. Thank you, Slim Kearney. Yes, you're quite right. Well, we've got the Billy Williams Quartet back with us tonight, so if the microphone is bolted down, we'll turn them loose on the Gaucho Serenade.
Serenade of Gaucho, serenade of Gaucho, serenade. Ta la ta 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 la la. Oh, the Gaucho, serenade. 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 Oh, Gaucho, serenade. When the moon shines bright down on the Rio comes a jet with a mower's command and a colorful sombrero. And he sings and a melody brings us into the play. It's called a Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la. Si, senor, he's happy to the door on a patio to find him. Si, senor, he will open the door leaving happiness behind him.
the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade. And hear the gaucho serenade. La 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 la.
Comes a gent with a mellow instrument and a colorful slumber. Then he sings in a melody with so tenderly played. It's called the Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la. Si, senor, there's a habit of a dying party. Oh, you'll find it. Si, senor, you'll find that there's only the happiness behind it. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade. And they hear the Gaucho Serenade.
Serenade, gaucho, serenade, 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 serenade.
Gentlemen, we have invited to our studio tonight the eminent Viennese professor, Dr. Heinrich von Morgan, to discuss heredity. Dr. von Morgan has written several important articles on biology, physiology, and psychology for the Book of Knowledge. With him this evening is his younger brother, an eminent authority in his own right, Dr. Willy von Morgan. Good evening, Dr. Heinrich von Morgan.
Also.
And good evening, Dr. Willy von Morgan.
Also.
Now, Dr. von Morgan, about this question of human behavior, what is the most important factor in the development of the personality of an individual? Would you say heredity or environment?
Heredity.
Why?
I can't say that a word. It's a very hard word.
I see. And you, Dr. Willy von Morgan?
Environment.
Show up.
Environment is important because...
Environment, environment. I'm never going to take you no place no more.
Gentlemen, gentlemen. The controversy over the influence of environment... environment... was really started.
You see, you didn't say it right.
Environment.
Wrong. Messed up. Told him again.
Environment.
Yeah, environment.
No, don't. Ridiculous. Environment. And next time, don't wear such dirty pants. Next question, please.
Yes. Now, the present controversy over genetics...
And fix your tie.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead, please.
The present controversy, as I understand it, is based on the Mendelian theory of genetics.
Dirty pants, you got that.
Dr. von Morgan, do you agree with what Mendel said?
I don't know what he said.
He said that the characteristics of crossbred offspring reappear in predetermined proportions in successive generations with definite regenerative patterns.
He said that?
Yes. I gather you disagree with that theory. How do you feel, Dr. Willy von Morgan?
I have a little headache, thank you.
He means about a question, stupid. And for the headache, take a bromo-seltzer.
Oh, the question? Well,
take two bromo-seltzers and fix your tie, dirty pants. Next question, please.
Yes. Now, I understand that you both have done quite a bit of experimenting in crossbreeding. Have you ever experimented with guinea pigs?
Guinea pigs. Oh, sure. I put two male and two female guinea pigs in a cage. And then later I take the two male guinea pigs away and put them in a separate cage.
Oh, and what happened?
They bit me. They were real mad, you remember, Billy?
Yeah, I did.
I see. Now, my final question, gentlemen, concerns the major problem confronting biologists. Whether basic characteristics are carried by the gene...
Gene who?
No, Heinrich, not gene who. He means the genes. You know, the little round things that are schlitzing around in the blood.
What?
You know, the little things that are schlitzing in the blood.
Maybe in your blood are schlitzing little things, not in my blood.
In your blood, too.
What's your set?
I say in your blood, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I gotta go home. I feel sick.
No, Heinrich, the genes, you know, they carry the hereditary. Like if Mama has light brown hair and Papa, too, it's in the genes.
I see. Jeans with the light brown hair. Billy, we go home. This man is an imbecile. Good night, Dr. Van Morgan and Dr. Van Morgan.
And by the way, there's almost bedtime.
Hello.
When Verdi wrote the Anvil Chorus for his opera Il Trovatore, there were a couple of things he didn't know about it. One thing he didn't know was that Bernie Green would ever make an arrangement of it, and another was that Milton Kadem's orchestra would play it, and the third thing was that Norman Clothier would have the nerve to get up and conduct it. All right, blacksmiths. The next part of our program is dedicated... The next part of our program is dedicated to our children listeners. And, their name is Legion. So, for little Danny and Susie Legion, we present our kids' quiz program. Would you introduce it, Ed?
Oh, certainly, Henry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is that new and exciting quiz program with its panel of brilliant youngsters, the Quest Pets. And here he is, the kids' favorite quiz master, Uncle Joe Morgan. No!
Good afternoon, kiddies, and hello to you, Mom and Dad. It's time to introduce our panel of young experts. Mary Jane, let's start with you.
My name is Mary Jane Fleming, and I'm 6 years old, and I live in Jackson Heights, and I go to public school number 24, and I'm in second grade, and the name of my teacher is Miss Kulbish, and I'm 6 years old.
Oh, dear. 6 years old, eh?
And my teacher's is Miss Kulbish.
Miss Kulbish.
I hate it.
I'll bet Miss Krubish doesn't hate you.
I bet she does.
Well, but why?
Because my name is Mary Jane Fleming, and I'm 6 years old.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Now,
I'm in second grade. Miss Krubish hates me.
Miss Krubish may not be the only one, you know. Well, let's get on to our other experts. Polly?
My name is Polly Jordan, and I'm 9 years old, and I'm taking a postgraduate course at the University of Chicago.
Good.
That's the University of Chicago Law School.
Well.
I already graduated law school once, but I'm taking the course over again.
How come?
Mommy says it keeps me off the street.
And, of course, Mommy knows best, doesn't she? Little shyster. Well. Let's get on to the next member of our panel.
My name is Lefty Schultz. I'm 12 years old and I don't go to school.
Oh, but surely you must go to some school.
Make me.
Well, yes. You say your name is Lefty. You have another name beside that one.
Yeah, lots of them. Knuckles, Duke, Babyface, Harry the Heist, Nutsy, Solly the Shiv, Arnold the Blood.
Yes, well, what we'd like to know is what your family calls you.
You're kidding.
All right, Lefty.
Go ahead, ask me a question. Ask me why they sent me up.
Well,
the judge was laying for me.
Well,
the jury was loaded, and so was the judge.
No.
Lefty. They made me a political football.
Lefty,
answer
please.
This one, Judge. What are you doing in Atlantic City tonight?
Lefty, your parole is showing. Well, let's calm down and introduce our last expert, and he is... Well, he's my own little son, Tommy. Why, Tommy, my own little son, what are you doing here?
But, Daddy, you're the one who got me.
Shut up. Tommy boy. Tommy boy, introduce yourself.
My name is Tommy Morgan, and I am 9 years old, and my daddy says that we can buy a house as soon as he makes enough money on this program. And a way he plans to...
All right, Tommy boy. Well, folks, there you have our panel of Quest Pass for today. My own little son, Tommy's on the panel, but there'll be no playing favorites. Well, kids, let's get on to our first question. Now, the one who answers this question correctly receives $50 in cash. Now, the question is, who was president in 1924? Well, let's call on my son first, shall we? Tommy?
I didn't have my hand up, Daddy. Uncle Joe, I have my hand up.
I know, Polly. Give Tommy a chance.
I didn't have my hand up, Daddy.
Tommy.
In 1924, the president was Calvin Coolidge.
I didn't say president of the United States, Polly. Who was the president of Guatemala in 1924? Tommy, you know.
I didn't have my hand up, Daddy.
Tommy, you look...
The president of Guatemala in 1924 would be Manuel Estrada Cabrera.
Well, Tommy?
Daddy, I think the president of Guatemala in 1924 was Manuel Estrada Cabrera.
Cabrera! He's right! That's right! Good boy, Tommy. You win $50 in cash for that one. Oh, that kid, he's a wonderful boy.
Uncle Joe!
What is it, Polly?
That's what I said. Cabrera.
You said Cabrera. Tommy said Cabrera. Ra, ra. See? All right. Now I will describe a certain well-known animal to you, and you are to tell me what it is. Ready?
A baboon.
Wait till I ask the question, Tommy. Okay, kids, tell me what animal this is. It weighs 400 pounds, has a snub nose, hook-like feet, and a saturated stomach. What is that?
Miss Kobe.
Mary Jane, I don't believe you've ever seen this animal.
I don't believe you've ever seen Miss Kobe.
Absolutely not. I don't. Anybody know the right answer? Tommy?
I didn't have my hand. up, Daddy.
Uncle Joe.
Come on, Tommy. Tommy, how does a sheep go?
Baa.
And how does a cannon go?
Boom.
Now put them together.
Sheep cannon.
No, it's ba and boom, ba and boom.
Uncle Joe.
Will you shut up, Polly? Tommy almost had it. Come on, Tommy, lad. Ba and boom.
Ba, boom.
Ba, boom. Is that absolutely right? Yeah. Oh, that boy is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful kid. Now, kids, this one has to do with personalities. For $50, what is the name of my wife? Tommy?
I didn't have my hand up, Dad.
Tommy, the name of my wife, your mother.
Nobody could be that stupid, not even your kid.
Lefty.
Lefty?
What did you say?
Is Mommy's name Lefty?
Tommy, perhaps if you look at a picture of Mommy, her name will come to you. Here, look at this picture in my wallet.
Uncle Joe, is that your wife?
Yes, why?
She looks like Miss Kubish.
Well...
Once and we all met her. I remember her name now.
Oh, yes, I remember too, Uncle Joe.
Oh, your wife. Yeah, I remember her.
Uncle Joe, I know your wife.
I know your wife.
I know
it. Well, Tommy?
I didn't have my hand up, Dad.
I didn't have my hand up. Take a guess!
We know. I know it.
Well, since nobody knows the answer to that one, I'll have to send the money to the personality of the question. So that's $50 going to my wife. Well, here's another question. Now, this one, you're to name your favorite movie star, okay?
Gregory Peck.
Lawrence Olivier.
George Rapp.
Tommy.
Sonny Tuck.
Tommy's right. Another $50 for you, son. Nice going. And now, kids, for our problem corner. Each week we have... Yes, Mary Jane?
I hate Miss Kubish.
I know.
I hate your little boy, too.
Well, so do I. Now for our problem letter of the week chosen at random. I just reach in here, pick one out, and there we are. Oh, here it is. This letter says, I am a boy 9 years old, and my daddy has a children's quiz program. And he makes me help him out in his money-making schemes. But when it comes to splitting up the loot, he never gives me... Well, kids, I'm afraid that's all we have time for today.
So I'll read the rest of it, chum.
No, that's all we have...
Daddy, is Mommy's name Coolidge? Ow! Daddy, I had my hand up!
And so did I. That's all we have time for now, but wait till I get you home. So long, kids! Mortonville, same corner. Those guys are next week at the same time. Thank you. Good night.
This is the Henry Morgan Show with Arnold Stang, Bert Kelton, Art Carney, Joan Lazer, David Anderson, Milton Kingdom's Orchestra, directed by Nola Cody and the Billy Williams Quartet. Morgan's back in this corner next week, same time. Henry Morgan Show produced by Kenneth McGregor, Ed Hurley. He's saying good night.